Now, I want to focus again for a moment on Wally Fox. That's spelled F-A-W-K-E-S. Depending who you ask, Wally Fox is either one of England's greatest living jazz men or its greatest living cartoonist. Drawing under his pen name Trog, Fox cartoons appeared in British newspapers and magazines without interruption for some 60 years, and he was the first to satire royalty, even the Queen, in his cartoons, which appeared in such prestigious British publications as the Daily Mail, Observer, Punch, and the Sunday Telegraph. Next are a couple of records made by Littleton and Fox with their Australian counterparts, the Cats and Graham Bell's band when they visited England in 1951. These feature Humph's composing skills on the upbeat Open House and the exotic Small Hour Fantasy. The latter is a convincing emulation of a kind of rhapsodic mood piece that was a Sidney Bechet specialty. And as you've heard, Bechet recorded with the Littleton band, and Fox often plays in the Bechet manner. And that's not a glib analogy. Humph reports that during their 1949 session with Bechet, Sidney made the comparison himself, calling Wally my shadow. You can hear the truth of that in Small Hour Fantasy, composed by Humphrey Littleton and featuring clarinetist Wally Fox. Thank you. Some of these days, one of the guest appearances of Sidney Bechet with the Humphrey Littleton Band. Before that, a couple of Littleton originals, Open House, and Small Hour Fantasy featuring Wally Fox on clarinet and very much in the style of those rhapsodic Bechet numbers. So Humphrey Littleton was deeply loved. He was widely honored. He was the recipient of a half dozen honorary degrees, an accomplished polymath and British national treasure several times over. He was clearly a very busy guy. Now, for instance, in the mid-50s, when he was a full-time musician with his band, playing regularly several nights a week in London, touring out of town a few days a month, and touring overseas two or three times a year, he was also writing weekly music columns for three music publications. Now, the second tune in this set, written by Fox, is Trog's Blues, and it's a play on his cartoon nom de plume, Trog. Cakewalking Babies and Come On and Stomp, Stomp, Stomp are a couple of the Littleton Band's best efforts of 1950.
Trog's Blues. Wally Fox is going to forsake his clarinet for a bass clarinet, and Humphrey is muted. Thank you. Thank you.
I believe Humphrey Lyttelton was the best jazz trumpeter and classic jazz bandleader that England ever produced. Lyttelton's success in distinctly different fields says much about his brilliance and his many gifts. In broadcasting, his talent for wordplay, banter, and wit, along with his self-effacing personality, made him a deeply loved and broadly popular Toastmaster General. In journalism, commentary, and cartoon art, he offered playfulness and fresh insight. In the ephemeral and fluid art of music, his clear voice and determined leadership brought millions a new appreciation for a classic art form and made him one of the most beloved musicians of his generation. And in all these diverse endeavors, Littleton's communication skills, native intelligence, leadership, and personal modesty were the keys to his excellence and success. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, offering voiceover services and restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. Your questions, comments, or search for deeper understanding of early jazz are welcome at the Jazz Rhythm website at Jazz Hot Big Step. That's all one word, jazzhotbigstep.com. Now I'm closing with the number that actually closed the famous Humphrey Littleton Royal Festival Hall concert of 1951. It's a tune we've all heard, and the style is redolent of the 1940s New Orleans jazz revival sound. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.
Many long years ago. Many long.